The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Sustainability from Within with your host, Sibeli Salviato. If you've ever asked yourself questions about how to bring about real change in your world and the world of those around you, you're going to love what we have in store for you today and every week. You can empower yourself to be that change agent. Now, here is Sibeli Salviato.
Hello, hello, and here we are again in a new episode. And today I'm very excited and thrilled to let you know that we have a very special guest. She was my mentor for I don't know, more than 2 years when I came here to U.S. and was becoming a helper. I knew her in Brazil when she was giving a workshop there. She lives in California. Her name is Barbara Azara. And Barbara is a senior helper, a pathwork helper, and a teacher. She's been teaching in Italy, Australia, Serbia, Brazil, and next week she's going to be teaching here in Miami. And she teaches love. She talks about love and fear, and she talks about much more. You know, like as I introduce you in the description, I hope you can feel that you are a seat, you know, just in front of a person that have a lot of wisdom to share. So I hope that you can enjoy today's show. So good morning, Barbara. How are you?
I am very pleased and really excited. And I'm very glad to be here, Sibeli.
Thank you very much to have us accepted this, Barbara. It really means a lot to me.
I remember when I met you in Brazil and then didn't see you for a while, and then our hearts connected.
Yeah.
And it's all part of what I have come to teach. There are no accidents.
Definitely.
There are no accidents that we are on this wavelength together, to teach that there are only two things that we can choose. It's either love or fear, and they cannot occupy the same space. So thank you for giving me this opportunity.
Well, thank you for being here with us. I would like you to talk a little bit about you, Barbara, who you are, what you do, how have you, you know, become this outpouring of love and wisdom.
Well, I think if you spoke to my husband this morning, he wouldn't think that I was such an outpouring of love and wisdom. I was a little nervous. I let fear take over. But I think that's part of what it is. In our human bodies, we are everything. Mm-hmm. We are our doubts, we are our fears, but we have a moment to choose. And so I have spent, I think, the last 40 years becoming, choosing, being in the moment. And so I think since the mid-70s, I have been interested in the teachings of channeled material. Mm-hmm. And I read The Course in Miracles, and I liked it, but it wasn't for me. And then I read The Pathwork of Transformation. Mm-hmm. And those lectures captured my heart. Mm-hmm. When I was in graduate school, I even used Lecture 72, The Fear of Loving, as part of my graduate thesis. I loved the guide, and then I met Emmanuel, and then I became involved in the 12-step program. Mm-hmm. They all have the same message. Behind the curtain of fear, there is the knowing that we are safe, that we are never alone. I call it the angels are always with us, and that our essential nature is love. That's what we've come here to learn. Mm-hmm. Our purpose for incarnation is to remember that we are sourced in God. You can call it what you may, the light, the love, the remembering, but that is who we are. Mm-hmm. And my work is to help people deconstruct the defenses that keep them from feeling and knowing who they are. So what I did in the late 70s, I went to ESP, I went to actualizations. Mm-hmm. I studied Ramtha. There wasn't any spiritual teaching that I didn't study. I knew Ram Dass. I knew Wayne Dyer. It breaks my heart that he has passed on. But mm-hmm. I was fortunate enough to have these great teachers. And what the message is that we are born into our forgetting. Mm-hmm. This is the journey. This is a path. And it is to remember who we are. And so I don't know what else you want to know about me. I have 3 children. I have 2 wonderful grandchildren. I recently, when I was 70, was married. I moved from New York to California. Mm-hmm. And step by step, breath by breath, I am remembering who I am. And as Emmanuel always said, you are not your history. We are not our wounding severely. We are not our fear. Mm-hmm. That is only a costume. And so I have come here to be the voice of remembering. And I thank you for helping me clearly state who I am and what my purpose is and what my task is.
That's fantastic.
I don't know if that answers your question.
That answers and triggers me other questions.
Good. So, I hope I can answer them. That's fear talking. Go ahead.
So it's about that I want to talk, you know, because it's so inspiring to listen from you. And, you know, it's so inspiring to know that you've been doing this, I don't know if I call it a search, but, you know, day by day, breath by breath, as you talked, but you've been doing that for 40 years, right?
So I want to tell people or anybody that's listening that it has been 83 years, almost. I'm not 83 yet. Mm-hmm. And it is my search. It is my purpose. Mm-hmm. And that's what my teachers have always said. Find your purpose. Mm-hmm. And you have found your passion. And when you find your passion, your life becomes a vehicle of love.
Yeah, so 83 years old. That's what I love about you. You know, I love to, you know, I have this in my life. I bound to elder people that brings wisdom and, you know, are very alive as you are. And my curiosity, actually, because you started the show saying that your husband will not agree with me that much this morning, and it sounds so human, right? And I would like to know, you know, after you started this search more objectively, and when you've maybe found your purpose in life, or in the middle of it, right? If you look back 40 years and you look to yourself today, what have happened? What do you believe you have? What are the things that show that you were closer to the remembering that you were talking about?
Say that last line again.
I'm curious to understand a little bit, if it is possible. If you look back 40 years ago when you started pathwork, when you started other paths of self-development, of self-knowing, and if you look to yourself right now, what have you gained? You know, how closer you are, and how do you know that you are closer to this remembering that you were talking about?
I think if you allow yourself to live as long as I have, you have to deal with everything. You have to deal with old age, loss of mind, the rejection of people that you love, the loss of people that you love. Mm-hmm. And one of my first teachers, I think in 76, I think his name was Stuart Emery. I know his name was Stuart. Mm-hmm. He said that all fear is a fantasy. It's a future projection of what mm-hmm. is not real. And so when the guide talks about what fear is, it talks about the loss of connection with the oneness. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense to you?
It makes a lot of sense to me. I hope it makes sense to everyone.
What I do, or what I did with my grandchildren, I made up this story about the wonderful story of how you were born. It really is lecture 34, mm-hmm. reincarnation. And it's a story about how when we are in the world of spirit, we are in the oneness. And then we decide to plan our life. I think that's really a wonderful idea. We deliberately create our life from our fears. Mm-hmm. So that we have an opportunity to bring light where light is not. So, simply said, when we are born, we have chosen everything that would bring us into what we are most afraid of, because going through the fear is our healing. And that's what I did. I studied the pathwork. I studied the wounding. I studied the images. And then I met Emmanuel. And Emmanuel is so light and so beautiful. And he says a lot of things. And one, he says, fear vanishes when love knows the purpose of the terror. Mm-hmm. And I would love to stop, and if we had a group, you know, in person, what mm-hmm. does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
Fear vanishes when love knows the purpose. Well, I think that it took me many years, Sibeli, to learn that I really chose the darkness. I really chose my unconsciousness. To bring the light of the remembering. And that moves me because it takes a lot of work. It's so easy to walk around with our suffering. Mm-hmm. It's so easy to really say that, oh my God, whatever happened to me was so terrible. It takes great courage, great discipline, great practice mm-hmm. to say, what is real here? Mm-hmm. Where is the love? What am I supposed to remember? And where are you sourced in the same light mm-hmm. that I am?
Wow.
Yeah, that's big. We're not separate. We're not enemies. Mm-hmm. But fear and the ego mm-hmm. say that we are. So maybe I should stop here and let you ask me some questions. I don't know.
Well, I want to breathe a little bit and just,
yeah.
you know, repeat that, what you said, because it seems something that I need to, well, me and maybe some other people need to have it, you know, sink down. You said fear vanishes when love knows.
No, fear vanishes when you know the purpose.
When you know the purpose. Terror. When you know the purpose of the terror. The purpose.
I mean, that is so important.
Yeah.
Why did I come into this world with a terrible birth? Really a terrible birth. My body was violated.
Mm-hmm.
What was my image?
Mm-hmm.
Was that I couldn't do anything by myself, not even get born, without a man's help. I'm not being facetious here.
Mm-hmm.
That has been an image that has gone with me until my third marriage.
Mm-hmm.
I can stand by myself.
Mm-hmm.
I have chosen this wounding mm-hmm. to learn who I am. I am not the victim of my fear that I can't do it alone. Mm-hmm. I am the creator of it. I chose it while I was in the eternal consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody can follow this, Sibeli.
Well, it is a mind-boggling. I've been talking about that with different words here in this program, you know, about sustainability from within. Having said that, the first problem in our unsustainable world is that illusion of separation. But hearing from you, it seems that it goes to another place in my body, you know.
Well, that's how we know
yeah.
that we are integrating.
Mm-hmm.
And you said something that knowing that we all are the same
mm-hmm.
and that we have chosen to come into the illusion mm-hmm. to transform our fear of mm-hmm. not enoughness, but the original purpose, and that's what we don't pay enough attention to. We chose this.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have a responsibility to say, is this who we are?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm.
So this is another level of working the guide's teachings, the teaching of spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that we are not the victims of our fear. We were the ones that created it to take us into the light.
Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to have to stop for a break soon. And I think that is that when you say, you know, I choose this or we choose to come to the illusion to you know, to transform our fear. I'm interested in listening a little bit your perspective of, you know, who is the who? Who is the I that choose, you know? And who is the I that has to remember? Because it seems to me that we are talking about an I myself, and sometimes it gets confused for me, you know?
I do want to say one thing
mm-hmm.
besides a lot of other things, but the idea is, you said before that it blows your mind what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the whole thing. The mind is really not often our friend
mm-hmm.
unless it's used in service of our heart.
Mm-hmm.
So when we can open our minds, then we can allow ourselves to go into the feelings, not the defense,
mm-hmm.
the feelings of the child that experienced the wounding. How I see it as we end this portion is we are remembering angels
mm-hmm.
who stuffed ourselves in a very little body.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to love and embrace and be gentle with all our self-judgments. That, to me, is the most precious part of the journey. And who is the I that does that?
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about it when you're ready.
That's fantastic. So we are stopping for a minute for the break, and we're going to come back in 2 minutes, and we're going to continue with Barbara Zara. Keep tuning.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
As a pathwork helper and a professional integral coach, Sibeli will help deepen your knowledge about yourself and support you in your journey toward self-acceptance and self-love. She does this by exploring and applying the teachings of the Pathwork Guide, a profound philosophy based on self-responsibility and truthfulness, and framing it into the broad and inspiring integral theory from Ken Wilber. Visit SibeliSalviato.com to find out more. Your first consultation is free of charge. That's SibeliSalviato.com. As a pathwork helper and a professional integral coach, Sibeli will help deepen your knowledge about yourself and support you in your journey toward self-acceptance and self-love. She does this by exploring and applying the teachings of the Pathwork Guide, a profound philosophy based on self-responsibility and truthfulness, and framing it into the broad and inspiring integral theory from Ken Wilber. Visit SibeliSalviato.com to find out more. Your first consultation is free of charge. That's CibeliSalviato.com.
Follow us on Twitter for more great ideas at Voice America Empowerment.
You are listening to Sustainability from Within with Sibeli Salviato. To reach the show today, please call 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. If you'd rather send an email, Sibeli can be reached at SibeliSalviato@me.com. Now, back to Sustainability from Within.
Hello, and here we are back to Sustainability from Within, today with a very special guest. Her name is Barbara Zara, and in the first block, Barbara was talking a little bit about herself and her path, and actually already bringing a lot of wisdom of what are the purpose of us being here. And before, Barbara, I ask you something, I would like to share with people that are listening your website. So if you want to know more about Barbara, you can go to her website. It's RevBarbaraAzara.com. It's R-E, let me put here, it's R-E-V-B-A-R-B-A-R-A-A-Z-Z-A-R-A.com. And you're going to find there some more things about Barbara. You're going to find more things about her work. And you're going to find beautiful love letters that you can sign up to receive every month. It's worth it. Just do it. So, Barbara, you were talking about before, we've been remembering angels, and I could not take, write down everything that you have said, but remember,
I will do it again. But I want to ask you if I may say something which I didn't say in the original introduction. Is that okay?
Yes, sure. Go ahead.
Well, if you look at my website, it is very broad. And what I started, when I started doing this work, I was a therapist. My degree is in sex therapy. Mm-hmm. And then I found the path work and core work. Mm-hmm. And I then became a helper and a therapist.
Mm-hmm.
Then I became really something that I couldn't find the name of.
Mm-hmm.
And it took me until about a year ago that I said, I am not a therapist.
Uh-huh.
I am not even a helper, mm-hmm. because I'm dealing with this on a very deep spiritual level that has nothing to do with the psychology of this. Mm-hmm. Some people may be offended. Some people may take umbrage at what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. I am dealing with the cosmology of spirituality. Mm-hmm. I do not like to call myself a spiritual teacher, but I would like to read you something that guides my life, if that would be okay.
It would be awesome.
Okay. It's the prayer to Saint Francis.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere along the last 2 years, I fell in love with it. And it says, Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me so love. Where there is injury, allow me to pardon. Where there is doubt, please, dear God, let me have faith. Where there is despair, let me have trust. Where there is darkness and separation, let me have light. And where there is sadness, when I finally drop into my feelings, let me know the joy. Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be not to be understood as to understand, loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. This is my prayer, Sibeli, and this is what I have learned. Those are the things that we have to do when we let go of the hand of fear. We are the givers. We are the instruments. We are the channel for divine spirit. So I wanted to say that. Now ask me your question again.
I will, and I'll tell you a secret.
It's not going to be a secret.
Not anymore.
Okay.
I have St. Francis prayer in my table under my computer in Portuguese. Yeah. It's been with me forever. It's my favorite prayer. Allah, I thank you so much for having shared that here. It's really beautiful.
So what you and I knew when we met in São Paulo,
yeah,
is that there are no accidents. And our consciousness, our eternal consciousness, not the human that calls himself Barbara or Sibeli,
yeah,
we are the same DNA.
Yeah.
That's when, yeah, make a big breath there. Yeah. That's why when we meet somebody and they just say, oh, that feels like home.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter what our country is, what our religion is, what our, it's our opening heart,
yes,
to this prayer.
Yeah, that's,
and
really,
it is really my next step is what I want to do is beyond the fear. I want to really teach about dying, mm-hmm, and that when we finally let go and surrender to God, mm-hmm, that is when we enter the eternal life. I'm so excited, you know, but let's go on, honey. Thank you for sharing that.
You're very welcome. So you were saying that you're going to repeat, because I could not have took note of everything that you were saying about remembering, that we are remembering angels. And then we're going to talk this block about who is the I that are remembering and who is the I that we are remembering about.
Okay. Every therapy or every teaching has a jargon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it has a verbiage. Again, that question, like, in a way, sets up all my antenna.
Mm-hmm.
Because it, for me, it splits who are the I.
Yes.
So for me, my whole thing, the framework, the story of my life according to spirit,
mm-hmm,
there is heaven,
mm-hmm,
there is the oneness. I love to do visualizations and take people back into the oneness. Mm-hmm. There is this sense and the remembering of unity.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you breathe that in, it's all love.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all created by being in God. God said, let there be light, and he created from that light. And then the story happens. Because
mm-hmm,
when I was in heaven, the I, the eternal consciousness of me, mm-hmm, I heard a voice, and that voice said, I want to invite you to bring your light, your loving, into the darkness, into the illusion. That's the story I tell my grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
So we were all in the oneness, without a body, without labels, without limitation.
Mm-hmm.
And then some of us heard the call,
mm-hmm,
to bring love where love was not, to bring love into the darkness, to bring love into the plane of illusion.
Mm-hmm.
And that required our forgetting.
Mm-hmm.
So I am the forgetter and the rememberer.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. And every time I have an emotional reaction, I'm in my forgetting.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I remember that you are in fear now, and I have walked because of my fear into your fear, that's when the pain begins.
Can you repeat that?
Say that again.
Can you repeat that about the pain, when the pain comes?
The pain that I'm talking about, Sibeli, is the pain of forgetting. It is the pain of denying who we are.
I see.
That is the real pain.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, we suffer. You know, we hold on to our misery, trying to prove that my suffering is worse than your suffering. Mm-hmm. But the only suffering, honey, that I have found out in all my life is the suffering that comes from blaming you for what I'm doing to myself. That is such a big part of transformation. If I tell you that you haven't listened to me, you have abandoned me, you have rejected me, you are rude, blah, 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 it's because I haven't listened to me, and I have abandoned me. So according to what I have learned in the domain of the divine, is whenever I am in pain, I have to ask myself, who is the doer here?
Mm-hmm.
That's your question.
Yes.
Who is the I that is rejecting me?
Mm-hmm.
I hope this makes sense to you.
Mm-hmm. It does make sense. Mm-hmm. And the path towards integration, I think the language will not help me a lot here, so please correct me if you feel it's more precise to talk about this in any other way. But you said we are the rememberer and we are the forgetter, right? Sometimes I'm identified with the forgetter. And I'm
What do you do? Good.
Yeah.
What do you do when you have just forgotten?
Yeah.
Exactly. I either attack or, there's no either. I attack you and I attack myself.
Uh-huh. Simultaneously.
That's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in that workshop that I did with Stuart, he said something so beautiful. He said, all fear is the fear of loss.
Fear of loss?
Yeah, all fear is the fear of loss.
Mm-hmm.
So, what if you were doing a workshop, if I were working with people, what are they afraid of? What are you afraid of right now? I could be afraid that I'm not doing a great job on this interview.
Mm-hmm.
And I stop. You know, a great job for who?
Mm-hmm.
Who? What are the requirements that I live up to that are not mine?
Mm-hmm.
So, what is fear tell me? That I will lose your love, I will lose your admiration, I will lose your respect.
Mm-hmm.
But when I take the hand of fear, I am losing my own respect. And fear is the only addiction on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we have to know what we are addicted to.
Mm-hmm.
And then what behavior do we pick up when fear walks into the room? Because that's our drug of choice. And so some people drink, some people shop, some people yell, some people blame, and it doesn't work.
Yeah.
You see, we have to look into the meaning of this conflict, into this crisis. And so one of the things that the guide teaches, it is never about the other person.
Mm-hmm.
I love Lecture 180, the spiritual meaning of relationship. Mm-hmm. It is never about the other person. Mm-hmm. That's just a movie that's projected on a screen to keep us from feeling the original pain.
Mm-hmm.
And going through that pain, oh God, I'll get down on my knees at an altar. Going through the pain is the medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And the trauma, the conflict, is the gift for restoring balance in our lives, in our bodies.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm listening to you, and
I hope other people are too.
Well, they are, and they will.
It's not easy.
Yeah, it's not. But you know, I have something in my heart. As you said, you know, when you began to talk about it, I also had something in my heart when we began that, and I want to share with you, because maybe we could use that for the next block, because, you know, in a few minutes we're going to stop for the break again. What I'm going to tell you is that the last week we had a big environmental accident in Brazil. It was a mining company, actually. A corporation, a joint venture between the two of the largest mining companies in the world, one Australian and one in Brazil. And then, you know, I was seeing this morning, and I was crying because what happened is that they had a reservoir with the dejects of the mining operation, like if it was a lake of dirtiness.
Oh my goodness.
And it broke down. It was a dam, and it crashed. And
where was this?
It was in Minas Gerais.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, you can sort it later and see, and all of you can see, you know, this, because it's recent and it is on the media, and there are many videos showing that garbage going out down the river and destroying everything on its path. And people died, animals died, crops died, and this will, you know, take years, if ever, be recovered. So, you know, I don't extend myself in that, but I want to talk to you about how I feel, because I am feeling the pain, I'm feeling sad, I'm feeling mad all at the same time, you know. And then when I listen to you saying, oh, you know, when I say it's your fault, it's that's what I'm doing to myself, and available, open to explore that a little bit, because we are talking about sustainability in this show, and all that you're talking about has everything to do with sustainability. And I want to put myself here on the spot so that you can help me to go over this that I'm feeling, you know, the madness, the impulse to blame all the mining companies in the world, to blame ourselves because we are using all this mining. And, you know, there's so many things in my mind right now around that. And there is fear, you know, lots of fear and lots of sadness all together. So when we find ourselves that way, how can we find love? How can we find ourselves back to love and in the remembering, you know? That's my question for you in the next block.
Okay. Do I start now?
No. I think that we're going to breathe together and we're going to pause for the break, and then we can come back next block.
Okay. So that's it. So let us sit quietly.
Yes.
Let each of us enter into our own hearts and hear what Sibeli said. Where in my life do incidents cause me anger or disdain or brokenheartedness? And breathe and bring yourself into this moment. Okay. Let go of the moment before. Mm-hmm. Let go of worrying about the next moment. Mm-hmm. Be present. And know there is nothing to do. Just be aware of what you are feeling. and become aware of the energy around you. And then what I do, Sibeli, is invite God in, invite love in with each breath. Mm-hmm. So perhaps we can stop this here with each breath. And fill yourself with the remembering of the love that is available. And as you exhale, release the fear. Breathing in, center yourself with who you are in God. And are you willing to remember, to remind yourself of who you are? That's my only answer. Okay. I can let fear go crazy and explode my mind. Mm-hmm. Or I can put my heart, my hand on my heart, and say, it is my purpose to let go of the hand of fear and to fill myself with love. And for me, the big teaching, Sibeli, is that my love cannot make things disappear, cannot make the horrors of the world disappear. It cannot take away the cancer, the Parkinson's, the illusion of all the evil. And I hate to say this, but in the pharmaceuticals, and I don't want to go there. I just have to balance myself. Please bring peace into every cell in my body. That's the only thing that I can do right now.
Okay.
And then the answer will come. What do I have to do?
So maybe we can stop for a moment right now. Allow the break to go, and we're going to come back soon. Thank you for that, Barbara.
Fear is asking me, what will we come back to? What is the question?
Well, I'll tell you. I'll tell you the question, because this that you led us in these last minutes, we'll have to come back next block.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. My love.
Follow us on Twitter for more great ideas at Voice America Empowerment.
As a pathwork helper and a professional integral coach, Sibeli will help deepen your knowledge about yourself and support you in your journey toward self-acceptance and self-love. She does this by exploring and applying the teachings of the Pathwork Guide, a profound philosophy based on self-responsibility and truthfulness, and framing it into the broad and inspiring integral theory from Ken Wilber. Visit SibeliSalviato.com to find out more. Your first consultation is free of charge. That's SibeliSalviato.com. As a pathwork helper and a professional integral coach, Sibeli will help deepen your knowledge about yourself and support you in your journey toward self-acceptance and self-love. She does this by exploring and applying the teachings of the Pathwork Guide, a profound philosophy based on self-responsibility and truthfulness, and framing it into the broad and inspiring integral theory from Ken Wilber. Visit SibeliSalviato.com to find out more. Your first consultation is free of charge. That's SibeliSalviato.com.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You are listening to Sustainability from Within with Sibeli Salviato. To reach the show today, please call 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. If you'd rather send an email, Sibeli can be reached at SibeliSalviato@me.com. Now, back to Sustainability from Within.
Hello, and here we are back with Barbara Azara in this beautiful conversation, helping me a lot to go through the things that I was sharing before about this environment accident I had in Brazil that happened in Brazil last week, and about my fear. And I think that in this block, Barbara will go over a little bit more about fear and bring us some tips and maybe some questions. And before you start, Barbara, I just want to announce that you're going to be here in Miami for the ones that are fortunate enough to be going. And I want to invite you, if you are here in South Florida and if you called, go to my website, sibelisalviato.com, in the events page, and you're going to find more about this event that is going to happen here November 20th to November 22nd. And, you know, feel free to call me if you're interested or to apply directly in my website. It's going to be awesome. So, Barbara, back to you. You were telling me in the break that you would like to bring some more teachings about fear and maybe leave us with some questions that I think it would be fantastic. So the word is with you.
Well, I want to go slowly because this is where I get very excited. Mm-hmm. Because there's a big teaching here, which I hope we'll do in our weekend together. Mm-hmm. What we choose is what we think is real. So if you choose to breathe, wait, not take the bait, you will have an experience of loving. If you take the hand of fear and let it take you into the fantasy, you will recreate your original experience. All the trials in our lives are just lessons that we haven't learned. So this is a 12-step slogan. Mm-hmm. If you always do what you have always done, you will always get what you always got. So I'm asking you, are you willing to try something new? Ego and fear keeps you in prison. Mm-hmm. So the prison is of your thoughts. Mm-hmm. And what I'm asking you to do is open the door to understanding and moving into and taking responsibility for your relationship with your Creator. This is what I believe. This is my cosmology. Mm-hmm. We are all addicted, and we are addicted to believing we are in fear. Mm-hmm. I'm asking you if you are willing to try something else. We have free will. Yes. There's a wonderful lecture about free will. Mm-hmm. Working against this free will and freedom is the addiction. Believing that we have no choice, believing that we are the victim, is the addiction. Mm-hmm. Our addictions become our false gods. So I'm going to ask you to take a breath. Mm-hmm. And look at this with me. Mm-hmm. Our addictions are where we put our time, our energy, and they keep us from our spontaneity, our authenticity, and from our loving. Just breathe into that. It's not only alcohol, it's not only sex. Mm-hmm. It's our belief that we are not safe. Mm-hmm. The object of our addictions become our deepest desire and our false needs. It's like saying, if you love me, I will be okay. If you give me that, I will be okay. If mm-hmm. I find a parking spot, I will be okay. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to give you some things to look at. Mm-hmm. When I'm not here, mm-hmm. look at your life and your experience. What are you addicted to? What am I addicted to? Is the need for perfection? Take the time. What am I addicted to? What is the thought that I keep repeating that no longer serves me? What am I a prisoner of? What is a compulsion? compulsive defensive behavior that keeps you in emotional reaction. Now, an emotional reaction is an immediate clue that you are not in the core of your being. So I'm asking you, write, meditate. What do I do in order not to feel my feelings? This just happened. What do I do? Do I withdraw? Do I isolate? Do I get outrageously angry? I wish I could transmit to you, addiction is a self-defeating force that abuses our freedom and causes us to do things that our essential nature does not want to do. Mm-hmm. Are you willing to let go of the hand of fear and to take responsibility? Lecture 192, Real and False Needs.
Mm-hmm.
I ask you that question. We are obsessively attached to goals, and the attachment to the goal rules our life. Does this ring a bell for you?
You know, when you say that, and when I remember what I was sharing with you before, what comes to my mind, and of course is a pattern, is my addiction to either blame, you know, the bad people outside that made that happen, that were irresponsible or whatever. And it's not either, and I think that, and I preach, you know, I became...
Okay. Here, if we were in a group, we could really work on that. Because once I'm in blame, once I'm in shame, once I'm teaching, I'm behind a wall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the root word of attachment comes from the French, meaning to nail. So I am attached to my belief that I am not God enough. And I am addicted to that thought. What it is for you, that's another question.
Mm-hmm.
For me, maybe it's there is nobody here for me. And that's when I have to say, where is my trust in God? I am offering that your attack thoughts, your blame, this obsession with your story, not only you, Sibeli, all of us, your belief in your wounding, is what keeps you enslaved. Your belief in your negative intention when you can choose love. Addiction is what eventually brings us to our knees. And all addiction is fear. It shows us our impotency and our lack of free will. I believe, I teach, by facing our fear and feeling what we have been most afraid to feel, our vulnerability, our transparency, we see the road to grace and freedom.
Wow, that's beautiful.
And this is what I know. I don't always come from it, Sibeli. And if anybody reads my website, you'll see in the testimonials, I'm real.
Well, I hope that people
that
will...
I'm real as a teacher.
Yes, the people that will come to Miami to see you.
Grace is God's love, and it stems from my being free of my addiction. It is a journey into the darkness. It is a journey into the grief, and it takes me to my deepest peace because I am willing to be totally present with who I am. In my faith, God comes from living in faith. That is the issue.
That's such a beautiful sharing, Barbara. Unfortunately, I told you time flies. I think
we'll invite me back again
for another hour. Yes, we can do that again for sure. We're gonna have opportunity to do that again.
So I thank you, thank you, thank you, and looking forward to next Friday.
Yeah, me too. I'm very happy that you're going to meet. And I want to thank you again. Thank you for your sharing. Thank you for helping me through. My commitment here was the audiences that I'm going to work with that, you know, the questions that you proposed and the issue that I brought, and I might be sharing that next week. I might know I'll be sharing this next week, so don't miss it. That's, you know, how we're going to be working with it. And I would also, you know, like to announce that on the 24th, we're going to have Susan Tesenga and Pamela Tesenga here talking about their book, Love Unbroken. And we're going to have much more pathwork helpers and other people interesting. So keep tuned. I want to thank you all that are there listening. I hope you have enjoyed. Send your questions. And Barbara, I love you. Thank you very much.
I look forward
to see you next week. Okay.
Sibeli, if I want to listen, how do I do that?
You can go to the website, Voice America website, and you can click on the recording. For this show, the recording will be available maybe tomorrow.
So with all the love in the universe, I say God be with you and goodbye.
Thank you, Barbara. Namaste to all of us.
Namaste. Ciao.
Ciao, ciao.
Thank you for tuning in to Sustainability from Within. Please join your host, Sibeli Salviato, next Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time, on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Until the next program, have an amazing week filled with the life you want to lead.